They were certain that he had been kidnapped by Nass. Even the reason for the kidnapping was no longer important. What was important was to rescue Tony. Angel Manitok left before the boys were ready for dinner. He hoped to pick up some information at various places he knew around town. Perhaps gossip, which might be useful. Perhaps someone had seen something unusual which could have a bearing on the young archaeologist's disappearance. Angel promised to report back later. He would spend the night in Tony's room. Rick and Scotty decided to have dinner and then talk with some of the local Americans about the best place to buy a Jeep. If possible, they wanted to pick one up after dinner, get it ready to travel, and have it standing by the next morning early. They did not talk much at dinner. They were more worried about Tony than either of them would admit, and Rick was feeling a little at ease because they hadn't notified the police. He had talked it over with Angel, but the Filipino guide had said, "We'll have to notify them sooner or later, but it will do no good."
"Perhaps we should notify the American ambassador at Manila," Rick said aloud.
"We should have notified him long before this," Scotty agreed. "But we always try to do everything ourselves. I guess we'll never learn." Angel Manitok appeared in the dining room, eyes searching for the boys. Rick saw him and waved. Angel came over and slid into a seat. Apparently, he had seen a doctor because the bandage around his head was a new one. "Friend of yours coming this way," he said, "probably we'll have dinner here. Zasada." Scotty's lips tightened. "I'll be glad to see him," he assured Angel. "I want to ask him about his pal Nass." Rex's eyes opened wide.
"No need," he said. "Look at the door."
There, just entering, were Lasada and Nass, arm in arm. The boys waited until they were seated, then walked over to join them.
"Good evening," Rick said. "I hope you gentlemen are well."
Lasada and Nass smiled. The assistant secretary nodded. "They're both quite well, thank you. And how are you?"
"Oh, I'm fine," Rick said. "But my friend is giving me a little trouble."
He pulled a chair out from Lasada's table and sat down. Scotty followed suit. Rick was close to Lasada while Scotty's chair was nearer to Nest. "Your friend is giving you trouble?" Lasada asked. "Which friend?"
"This one,"
Rick said, motioning to Scotty.
"He wants to kill Mr. Nest. I don't think we should kill Mr. Nest, do you?"
Lasada smiled. "Ask him." Rick turned to Nest.
"Do you have an opinion, Mr. Nast?"
Nast was a little pale, but his voice was steady enough. "I certainly do. I agree with you, Mr. Brandt." Rick grinned mirthlessly.
"You do? I'm glad. Instead of killing you, I suggested to Scotty that we cripple you. Perhaps a few compound fractures of the arms and legs."
Rick could see that neither Lasada nor Nast were as composed as they seemed. The calm, unearthly discussion was too bizarre. Threats were something they understood, but not threats like this. Scotty spoke for the first time. He addressed Nass.
"Because you're a fellow American, I thought the decent thing to do would be just to kill you outright."
Nass shuddered visibly. "You're both joking, of course, but it isn't a very funny joke, I assure you." Rick smiled.
"No, it isn't very funny. But neither is Dr. Briani's disappearance. You'd better tell us where he is."
"What makes you think Mr. Nass knows?" Lasada asked. Rick considered. They had no proof. No one had seen Nass in the sedan that had taken Tony from the airport. The boys saw movement at the entrance to the dining room and realized that two Filipinas were watching them like hawks and that the hands of their pockets certainly held pistols. Rick shifted tact.
"Do you have much faith in your bodyguards?"
Lasada raised his eyebrows.
"Faith, of course. They aren't loyal to me. If anyone tries to get close to me without my permission, they step in and remove that person, or if anyone should try violence."
Rick smiled.
"How good do you think they would be against a sniper with a rifle 500 yards away?"
"Obviously, they would be ineffective."